And this is a Free Radio Santa Cruz on the Net production coming up. We are going to be reviewing today's show, that is on January 22nd, 2026. But we're going back to a flashback to June 10th, 1999. The show begins with the usual announcements and then goes into some readings, stories covering loitering laws struck down in April for Oakland, the possibility that the U.S. Supreme Court has thrown out a loitering law entirely, though I don't recall that actually happening, so maybe I was mistaking some other law or some other, I got it somehow wrong. Then we got the Fort Lauderdale taking steps apparently to ban panhandling. And then there's the city of Philadelphia and the ACLU doing a study to make a suit about the homeless to monitor the how much police, how they deal with them. It's, I guess, a neutral-sounding way, although not entirely way of describing it. But most of the whole show is taken up with Mike Rotkin, who was then, gosh, he was newly elected. He wasn't mayor. He was elected, I don't know, for the third or fourth time in 1990. I guess it was in 19... I think it was 1996 he was elected. Now, when I look at his biography online, I would see that it was 1994 he was elected for a two-year term, 95 to 96. And he was actually, I guess... We interviewed him when he was still on the council as a minority member. He was mayor 95-96, and I think he was still in 1999 on the council at this time. And we had a two-hour interview with him, amiable enough, although passionate, I think, on my side, and perhaps, certainly... I can't say how much passion Michael really had. He, of course, died last year. And he was an inveterate defender of the sleeping ban sections of the camping ordinance while at the same time maintaining a claim to progressive credentials, which I always found that pretty obvious hypocrisy. And you get to hear me probably referencing that in this hour and a half long debate or discussion with him and with some callers who called in. I'm going to leave you with that. You could hear, I guess, the somewhat blurry music that begins the earlier 1999 shows. Again, as I said in other flashbacks where this is the case, skip ahead if you don't want to hear the music. But the discussion, I think, is well worth the listening to, or at least gives you some interesting history, and I try to provide some illuminating commentary, which at least talks about my own views on this issue, which regular listeners, of course, know all too well. But here's more history for you to reacquaint yourself with.